Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at the final Uranus-Pluto square, exact square that will be happening on March 16, 2015, and the remarkable other events that are surrounding this particular Uranus-Pluto square. So this is something I've been tracking in the celestial timings since they began, actually since before these squares began, as Uranus and Pluto have been in range of each other for some time prior to the first exact Uranus-Pluto square that happened on June 24th, 2012, and will be in range of each other for a time after the exact last, number 7th, Uranus-Pluto square on March 16th, 2015. So we actually had two exact Uranus-Pluto squares in 2012. The second one was September 19th, 2012. Then we had two in 2013, May 20th, 2013, and November 1st, 2013. We had two in 2014 on April 21st, and that one was in the midst of the Great Grand Cross that I described in great detail in week 3 of the celestial timings, going back to that, and have alluded to in other parts of the March celestial timings as well. That one was highly significant because it fell in an eclipse window from a lunar eclipse to a solar eclipse, and was also in the degrees of the exact Grand Cross that was happening within a couple of days of that exact Uranus-Pluto square as well. And it was the closest Grand Cross of several hundred years, maybe even longer. Then the last one we experienced was December 14th, 2014. And now on March 16, 2015 will be number 7. It's unusual to have 7 exact aspects between Uranus and Pluto. Sometimes there's only one. Often there's usually 3, but to have 7 is a rare occurrence and really speaks to this turning of the age that we're in right now, and the massive quantum leap in consciousness and evolution that is being supported by the planetary aspects that are taking place, have been taking place, and will continue to take place. But especially with this 7th Uranus-Pluto square, that we could say if there are 7, they maybe have been activating the 7 chakras. And if this is the 7th chakra, the crown chakra activation, the reconnection to the divine and to spirit and to our ways of knowing ourselves as divine, and that whatever our reality has been, Pluto is helping to break down those old illusions or old perceptions of what reality has been. Uranus is here to wake us up to new possibilities, new visions, the grand cosmic perspective, the divinity that really exists and lives within all of us. And Pluto is helping to dismantle the fears and the beliefs that keep us from knowing that. So they really work together, one in the deep underworld process where we die to what is no longer part of what we need and are reborn, and then the celestial where we can connect with the vision that is coming forth at this time and help to really anchor that and bring it into form. So we can see that the world seems like it's in a huge mess. And if we associate this with the imagery of the caterpillar becoming the butterfly, one of my favorite ways to describe the Pluto cycle is that, you know, when the caterpillar is living in the garden, it's having a great life. It might even really be enjoying its life, or, you know, maybe it's not a great life, but it's okay. It's dealing with it. And then one day it finds itself creating a chrysalis, no particular reason, but it just is what it does. It's a natural process, and then is inside the chrysalis and begins to dissolve. And in that dissolution, if this were a thinking caterpillar, it might be thinking, oh no, what have I done? I've screwed up. I've made a mistake. I should have been paying more attention. But when in fact, this is the process that is needed for something new to be developed and to be brought forth. And we can see that there is a major dissolution happening on the planet right now. And sometimes it seems like it's just getting bigger. The problems and the challenges, the ways that we're polluting the environment, and in some ways it feels very hopeless, much like that caterpillar who's dissolving inside of the cocoon, feeling very hopeless. not realizing that what's really happening is that there is a transformational shift taking place, and that ultimately this caterpillar is going to be transformed into a butterfly and will have an existence and an experience of life that the caterpillar could never have, that will be so drastically different that the caterpillar can't imagine what it is like to have this experience. And we really are on the precipice of this kind of a quantum leap in consciousness. And March of 2015 represents a portal, a gateway, a doorway that is taking us into this experience of our transformation, our evolution. And in fact, we could say, you know, if we think about Darwinian theory of evolution, which basically says it takes a long, long time for any evolutionary process to occur genetically or however that might be, there's a lot of science now that's showing that that's actually not true. They've taken lasers and passed them through chickens so that, you know, that genetic material is passed on to ducks, and then the chickens, they do it with ducks and chickens. Either way, the babies that are born will have genetic traits of both the chickens and the ducks. that's just one of many experiments. They took lizards that were very hostile, predatory types of lizards living in a harsh environment, took them to a jungle environment, and left them there for about 25 years, came back, and the lizards that they found looked very different, but they actually had the same genetic makeup, and they were now peaceful and easygoing, and they had developed other qualities to adapt to the environment they were in, and they were no longer predatory. They were vegetarian, so to speak, and much more docile and not so hostile. So, and that happened within 25 years. It just took a few generations for that to take place. So these changes can take place much more quickly than what we had originally believed. And there's a beautiful book called Spontaneous Evolution, Our Positive Future and a Way to Get There from Here. It was written by Dr. Bruce Lipton and Steve Behrman. Actually came out in 2008, but it was really talking about some of this scientific understanding that has been changing our perception of reality. And I've got a jet plane going over, so it is punctuating this point. So just pay attention to this piece. And that evolution is not a slow, lumbering process, but it can actually happen very quickly, hence the title, Spontaneous Evolution. And when we have enough people, when we have a collective people adding their thoughts to a collective reality, because our evolution is not just what happens to us personally, but what happens to us collectively, then we can take a huge evolutionary leap, a quantum leap, a spontaneous leap into something new and different. And this series of Uranus-Pluto squares is really speaking to this possibility and the fact that we even have scientific research that is telling us that this is possible, that this is true, that helps to liberate our freedom and of mind and understanding of how evolution actually works. And of course, Uranus is the planet that's revolution, having revolutionary ideas, innovations, ways of doing things, experiencing things, experimenting with things for the purpose of evolutionary leaps, quantum leaps, leaps that take us into new ways of experiencing reality. This actually brings to mind the thought of the Course in Miracles, where in the beginning lessons it talks about how everything we see isn't real, that nothing that we have perceived as real in our reality is really real. And the Uranus-Pluto square is intended to help break down those old perceptions that have limited us, that have maybe kept us in fear, that have kept us from experiencing the true divinity that we really are. And this is what is possible now. And this is also what is setting up right before we go into the spring equinox, right before we go into the total solar eclipse that will open up a 2-week eclipse window that's followed by a total lunar eclipse, something that's very rare. And I talked about this in week 3 of the celestial timings. This only happens every so many years in a century. And this, it happens to be happening now, right on the heels of the last Uranus-Pluto square that is activating and accelerating this place of our conscious evolutionary process, the spontaneous evolution. One of the things they talk about in the book, Spontaneous Evolution, is something of how we've gone from animism to polytheism to monotheism and scientific materialism, and now we're coming into a place that they call holism, which I really like. And part of that holism, part of coming back to a greater sense of wholeness, moving out of this sense of duality, there's right and wrong, good and bad, that we tend to live with, is the reconnection to the sky. How we understand the planetary cycles as above, so below, and what that means to us and how we can engage that, because we do inform the mysteries as much as they inform us. We are part of this evolutionary process. So I'd like to end this and just again say that we can intend that we're a part of the evolutionary leap that is taking place right now. We can intend that this is our experience, and we can be in that place of surrender to let go of old perceptions that have held us back, that keep us in that place of fear or a more limited experience, and really ask Uranus and Pluto to help support us in opening our consciousness and awareness and shifting our perspective so that what we're perceiving and experiencing is empowered, which is, of course, what Pluto's always here to do, is to create greater empowerment once we have really embraced the things that have held us back and allowed that transformational process to take place rather than being in denial. You know, there are those who are climate change deniers, particularly the ones that are in our government, who are bought by big company interests, who don't want changes to happen, so that they have to admit that there may be something going on in the climate, which may also be bigger than what we've done to our climate. But it's also, you know, how do we take responsibility for that? How do we wake up to be responsible stewards of the earth at this time? And that is also part of it. And sometimes things get worse before they get better. More chaos ensues, more intensity happens, because that's what it takes to wake us up. And that's really what the Uranus-Pluto square is also speaking to, is what will it take for us to wake up and to become more conscious participants in our reality, to be conscious participants with what's happening in the great above and what's happening in the great below, and how we interact with that, and how we are placing our awareness, where we're placing our awareness and our attention and intention, because that, of course, is also part of what creates our reality. So anyway, in the words of from the book of Spontaneous Evolution, I just want to complete this just to create an inspiration, because they're saying that we really have a lot of hope. So even though indications suggest we may have underestimated the extent of the current state of awakening, they're talking about a comprehensive research project that was published by the Fund for Global Awakening in 2007. And that project reported that 85% of Americans believe that underneath it all, we're all connected as one. We're all in this together. We're all cells in the same body. Very amazing to think about that. It also said that a whopping 93% agree that it's important to teach our children to feel connected to the earth, people, and all life. So if we think about that, we're well over that 50% mark. What does it take to create a massive shift in consciousness? Well, we need to have 51% critical mass. And it seems like in many ways we have that, and it is happening. So in this evolutionary step toward planetary coherence, if it really is as huge as perhaps we imagine it to be, then we need an even bigger perspective. The evolution of humanity is not an ending. It is a beginning. This stage of humanity's development completes the evolution of our planet. Through the evolution of humanity, we will come to see Earth not as a physical planet, but as a living cell. What happens when a cell fulfills its evolution? It assembles into colonies with other evolved cells to share its awareness. Upon completing its evolution, Earth will connect with other aware Earth-like planets. Here comes another plane to emphasize this. Earth will connect with other aware Earth-like planets to continue the process of expanding awareness about who we are, what we are, and the nature of the universe in which we live. Consequently, the real challenge for the individual is to practice evolution, to learn the lessons of the old story so we no longer need to repeat them, and to remind ourselves that the critical mass of humanity involved with this evolution will change the world from the inside out. We are living in a positive future, practicing heaven, and designing a bridge across which the whole of humanity will walk. This is our love story, a universal love story for the entire universe. You, me, everyone, and every living organism, too. And now on to Act 4.